Hey Jay, we told people we're gonna do this. We're gonna do this. You ready to do this? Oh my god, it's 8 o'clock in the morning. Why the fuck are we awake right now? We're gonna do this.
Rise and shine, Game Cats. Woo!
Oh my god.
I don't care if I'm half asleep. The hype levels are unchanged. Let's do this.
Let's do this. Oh my god, what a terrible thumbnail. No one should let me make thumbnails at 8 a.m. Let's go. AJ, it is time for the PSVR 2 Spotlight stream. It's 1 year, baby. It's been 1 year. We've only been doing
Happy
this for 1 year.
1 year anniversary, PSVR 2 Game Cats. Let's go.
Oh my god, dude. So so here we were thinking that like today was gonna be like this kind of like slow rollout, that like around 8 o'clock in the morning, we were gonna like get one post. And then in 10 minutes after that, we get another post and we figure, hey, we'll fucking sit here with you guys and like wait it out, right? Wait out the lull between announcements and hit F5 over and over and over on the PlayStation blog. Guys, we don't have to wait very long because it sounds like PlayStation just blew their load all at the same time. And what we have is over on the PlayStation blog, an announcement of, I think, everything that's being announced today, all at once.
Sweet. We don't have to wait.
We don't have to wait. This might be a shorter stream one by one than expected. AJ, the headline reads, coming soon to PSVR 2, Zombie Army VR, which, can we just say right now, it's going to be fucking amazing.
man.
Little Cities, Bigger, Wanderer, Fragments of Fate, The Wizards, Dark Times, Brotherhood, and more. Are you ready to go? Look at this fucking beautiful. I'm changing the thumbnail to this beautiful image right here. Look at that dog. Amazing. Guys, what's up, everybody? How's everyone doing today? Everyone excited? Everyone happy that we've got some news to talk about? Everyone happy that that PlayStation is celebrating the PSVR 2's birthday with a blog post? I know you guys love blog posts. You guys excited about this shit? That's good, because we are too. Also, Arizona Sunshine 2 released. New details on Soul Covenant. Dude, you want to start reading through this for me? Well, I manage a few things.
Sure. Right? Where am I reading the very first paragraph?
Let's take it away.
This comes to us via Gillian McAllister. The manager of content communications at Sony Interactive Entertainment. He says,
wow.
Let me get a sip of coffee first.
No, do it. That's half the reason that I wanted you to read it, so I could read coffee. So that I could read coffee.
PlayStation VR 2 launched 1 year ago, backed by 40-plus game launch window lineup, which included all new experiences like Horizon, Call of the Mountain, and Pavlov, as well as PSVR 2 compatible titles such as Gran Turismo 7 and Resident Evil Village. Okay. I gotta say Resident Evil like that. Resident I can't say Evil. It any other way.
Sure.
Resident Evil. Over the next 12 months, our experiences were expanded further. Intense first-person adventures such as Synapse, Red Matter, and Resident Evil 4 VR mode.
Resident Puzzlers. Evil 4 VR.
Resident Evil. Resident Evil. You remember that?
Oh, God. We shouldn't do anything before Queen.
No, I shouldn't be allowed in public before this time, this early. Puzzlers like Humanity and Seventh Guest VR, action rhythm add-ons for the likes of Beat Saber, Synth Riders, and Drums Rock, great games. Multiplayer fun in the form of Among Us VR, Ghostbusters Rise of the Ghost Lord, C-Smash VRS, and more. Now, following on from recent reveals of Metro Awakening and Legendary Tales.
That's the thing.
By way of last month's State of Play, we're highlighting a number of games in today's PS blog post. New announcements, release date reveals, DLC debuts, and a game launch. Find them below, all introduced by the creators behind the games. There's so much to look forward to. Also, we're pleased to share that we are currently testing the ability for PSVR 2 players to access additional games on PC to offer even more game variety in addition to the PSVR 2 titles available through PS5.
We hope to make this support available
in 2024, so stay tuned for more updates. Sony just announced PC VR support is coming.
That's fucking crazy.
Yes.
Suddenly I'm excited to play PC VR games.
Yes. Holy crap. Wow. No, that is a really big deal.
Oh, man. So our condolences to the Ivory team that's been working around the clock for a year trying to make this work. Sony just basically said, you've wasted a lot of time. That's craziness. Okay, without further ado, dude, the first one here on the docket, as far as the PlayStation blog is concerned, is the Wizards Dark Time Brotherhood. If you guys don't know, I mean, Wizards was out on PlayStation VR 1, the first Wizards game, but this was like, you know, this was a much more fleshed out sequel, using some of the same gameplay mechanics. The first one was very much like a wave shooter, that they tried to make into a full-fledged game over time, and it always just kind of felt like a wave shooter. So Carbon Studios has announced that Wizards Dark Times Brotherhood is out today. Let's see what Paul Nita, head at marketing at Carbon Studios, has to say. He writes, "To Wizard, Dark Times Brotherhood is an action-adventure spellcasting game where you become a powerful wizard, and thanks to the power of PSVR 2, you can cast a variety of spells with your own hands. As developers, we've meticulously crafted an immersive world where players wield the power of magic through intuitive gesture-based spellcasting, a staple mechanic of the Wizards franchise. With the full might of PS5's hardware at our disposal, players can expect breathtaking visuals and seamless gameplay while traveling through the realm of Meliora, in single-player and three-player co-op experience. And we're happy to announce you won't have to wait long to play. The game launches on the PlayStation Store today." AJ, are we allowed to say that we've been playing this game?
Yes,
good. It is, because we've been playing this game.
Yeah, we don't have to. I mean, we'll read the PlayStation blog thing, but we can actually tell you firsthand about our experience with the Wizards Dark Time Brotherhood, which is out today.
Yeah, what's our embargo? Is our embargo when it hits the store, or
I think it's when it's I think it's when the game is. You know, I think the embargo was that the game being announced.
Oh well, then fuck it. We can talk about it. Awesome.
To the best of my knowledge, that's from what I understood, once the game is announced, we're fine.
Well, in that case, AJ,
I hope I'm not wrong here.
you want to double check your contacts and your emails and stuff?
I sent it to you too. That's what it seemed like to me.
I don't read. Well, listen, I think the fact is
we can mostly stick with the blog stuff too.
We can mostly stick with the blog post. All right, cool. Listen, like, the fact is that I've got a Ven VR review coming out today, and then I've got and then the Wizards will likely be out tomorrow. I'm just about wrapping that up, and so if you guys, you know, if you want to hold out and make sure that you see what our thoughts are first, you won't have long to wait. That review should be coming really, really soon. Dude, real quick, let's check in with the cats. Kill Artist 1, the Dreamweaver Game Cat, with the $50 tip says, "What a great day. I just got my tax return this morning on a PlayStation VR 2 anniversary day. What a great day. So I'm sharing my love with my favorite crew." Thank you so much, Kill Artist. That will help when I do my taxes, because for whatever reason, when you have a terribly... when you have a failing small business, the government likes to make it as worse for you as they possibly can. Your Long Shadows with the 20 Nokia cell phone says, "Cannot wait to mod Skyrim to the hilt."
Well, yeah, and we may need to clarify on that a little bit, because the way they worded this, I want to make sure that this is...
Yeah, no, dude, this is clearly not like, oh, we're just giving you full PC access.
Yeah, it says we're currently testing the ability for PSVR 2 players to access additional games on PC. So
it's a weird way to say it. Like,
it's a weird way to say that, you know, there may be a limited amount of games that you can play on PC VR. It might not support every last little thing. Possibly. That's what I'm gathering from this.
Yeah, it's a strange way to say it. I don't know how they would limit it and just say, hey, you know, like, would PC developers have to patch their game to make PSVR 2 compatibility work? Who the fuck knows? But I'll obviously keep you updated on that. It's good news no matter how you look at it. It means that they're expanding the platform to a place that, you know, there's clearly a lot of people playing VR games. And this is what people have been asking for a year. People have been saying, well, it needs PC VR support. People have been saying two things, really. It needs backwards compatibility, or we need our PSVR 1 games, and we need PC compatibility. No one has been complaining about the PSVR 2 library, that's for sure. We've got a trailer here for Wanderer, the Fragments of Fate, out June 27th. AJ, should we just, like, watch the trailer?
I don't think we talked about Brotherhood yet.
Oh, I thought we were just going to stick to the blog post so that we didn't break any strange embargoes.
Did we read? We didn't read the blog post of it.
I think maybe you should go back to bed. I already read this.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
What were you doing?
It's so early. I'm tweeting.
You're tweeting?
Yes.
We're doing I'm a tweeting show.
All the news is. There's lots of news.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyways.
Are you excited about the Wizards?
Yeah. I believe the embargo is fine. But yeah, we've been playing the Wizards. I played a couple hours of it, and obviously it's a sequel to the game, the Wizards, the first one that came out several years ago. Mm-hmm. And I think it was overall, like, you know, it was kind of mixed reception. It you know, we all loved the gesture based spell casting, right, and things like summoning of weapons and things like that. But as a game, as a full game itself, it was, you know, it had pacing issues, different things. This game, I think, is a much better improvement design-wise over the first. It's not an RPG. It's very much just a kind of linear action adventure with, like, it's almost like Wizard arcade gameplay, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's better than the first one, and it does have some issues, which I'll maybe let you cover, but despite some of the issues, so far I've been enjoying it.
Yeah. Listen, I think if we, I mean, yeah, it's, listen, it's fun. I feel like the thing I kept thinking over and over and over when I was playing it was, this feels like this is sort of like the Walking Dead Onslaught version of Legendary Tales, right? It's like when we were playing Saints and Sinners, and then Servios came out with Walking Dead Onslaught. We're like, oh, this is like Walking Dead Arcade Edition, right? So I feel like anybody enjoying Legendary Tales or maybe didn't enjoy Legendary Tales because they just wanted to, like, run around with reckless abandon, not worry about, like, you know, their health so much or their MP so much or all these deep mechanics. This is the arcade version of that. You've got all these cool spells you can cast, you run around, you do cool things, and it's, you know, much more linear. You just kind of run through things and you kill shit in very cool ways.
That's right. It is, like, that is a perfect way to describe it. And I think it's good. You know, I've been craving a lot of fantasy games. I've been really burnt out on shooters and horror games lately. And so I love that we're starting to get, you know, some more variety to the library, add some depth to the library. Now we got Legendary Tales, which, you know, if you have been living under a rock, is my new favorite game on PSVR 2. I think it's the best game on PSVR 2. And it's like a Diablo Souls, like, you know, RPG physics based. But now we've got this for those that don't want a hardcore, you know, really deep game. Now you have a shorter version of it that's like 4 hours and or supposed to be like, you know, 4 to something hours long. Also has 3-player co-op and is more arcade like and
different mode.
So far, I've liked.
Let's. My biggest disappointment, I think, so far is that the campaign, the story, is one player, and then when you actually go in with two other people, it's a completely separate mode that has like a skill tree.
It's more like a roguelike. It's like a roguelike mode, right?
It does seem like roguelike mode, yeah, because you've got the skill tree that you're constantly, like, expanding to give you new spells and new powers, passive and active, and then and you kind of run through the same similar sections every single time. So yeah, I think you're right. I think roguelite is a great way to describe it.
Which, yeah, but it's multiplayer. So it's
me wish they smashed the two together and, like, let us give us those roguelite upgrades in the campaign, along with the multiplayer in the campaign. But you know what? It is what it is.
Yeah, as far as drawbacks from the first impressions, you know, I did actually have a lot of fun. Despite some of the issues, I still had a lot of fun with, or I had, you know, a good bit of fun with this so far. You know, you and I were playing this multiplayer and we were laughing the whole time. And the one thing about this game is that it does feel like it could have maybe, it needs a little bit more polish, you know, graphically. It has this wonderful art design, like, you know, the art design, the character models, all this stuff looks really cool. But it doesn't have eye track foveated rendering, and it shows, you know, it looks like a game with it looks like a game with the eye track, or dynamic foveated rendering, eye track foveated rendering turned off.
Yeah.
So if you've seen the difference between that, you know what I'm talking about. It's kind of like got some aliasing, a lot of like, you know, some jagged edges. It's not blurry, but it does have a lot of like aliasing and a little bit of jitteriness, you know, maybe some frame rate hitches here and there.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, I mean, and it's not physics based. So the combat, it feels very arcadey versus like a, you know, like a very visceral, realistic physics based thing. But like I said, I've enjoyed what I've played so far of it.
Yep. I'm 100% there with you. I'm enjoying it thoroughly. However, yes, the frame rate and the resolution is not nearly as high as it should be. It seems like a very nice looking PSVR 1 game. I was actually, there's something about it where the graphics feel chunky, where it reminds me of being inside a PlayStation 2 game, right? A very nice looking PlayStation 2 game. I wonder if we have a price for this yet, because like, you know, if this is like $20 or something, it's like, okay, that's fine. Like, I'll deal with the issues because this is clearly more than a $20 game. So what's up? Hey, Deficit Games in the chat. You guys got anything going on today? Anything with VR Skater? One of the best games on PSVR 2. Just FYI, anybody?
I agree.
Yep. Dude, Mark with the $5 tip says, no Aces of Thunder release date. Surprise, no mention. Dude, if I was, I've said it many times, if I was a pizza betting man, I would have absolutely bet on an Aces of Thunder release date today. We did not get one. I wonder what's going on there. So I'm with you, Mark.
It's not super surprising.
Why not? We know it's almost finished in development, right? We know that it's basically paid for by Sony. That there's no other reason Gaijin Entertainment would be doing it out of the kindness of their heart, right? And so like we know this. So maybe they're waiting for like the next state of play or a showcase or something. But it feels like the release is imminent.
Yeah, I don't know, because usually when we see something that makes sense, that's not what happens. That's why it makes sense.
Okay, now I feel better. I think we're both on the same page now.
There's things that we're like, oh, this is obviously, you know, this is obvious going to happen, and it doesn't. So several times this has happened before. We'll see, you know, this seems like what we're getting for the day, I suppose. But we'll see if there's any other announcements throughout the day. But yeah, it seems like that's it. So on our predictions so far, we can scratch off Aces of Thunder. But we're not completely wrong here. We did get some right, it seems. Brian, you want to continue on these announcements? You want to roll the new Wanderer trailer?
Yeah. Here, let's. Yeah,
you can roll it full screen.
We can roll it
full screen. And then we react.
Let me see what I can do here. All right, so here we're gonna turn up the volume. You guys are gonna hear the Wizards one right now, but then you'll hear the one in just a second.
Is it full screen?
Full screen.
That's us. Question is, how in hell's name did we end up in this dilemma?
I'm sorry. What?
VRAF?
What?
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 Running from the witch certainly wasn't on my bingo card.
This is all very new looking.
Yeah.
A lot of this is very new.
Let me explain. It begins with you inheriting me, a time-bending watch. Unfortunately, you've also inherited a rather...
Look at that level. They've really fleshed this out.
Yeah, this looks fantastic.
Holy crap.
AJ, was there...
There was no climbing.
Okay.
In this area, no, it was just a room.
Or climbing in general, right?
They've added like all these like pitfall elements to like levels.
And we are not the only climbing and, everywhere.
Like, platforming, and swimming.
Yeah, this is the Tesla, Nikola Tesla.
Yeah, they've
area.
Expanded the areas.
Wow. Like that item didn't even exist. I don't think in the original game.
No.
We can travel through time whenever we please.
Dude, for anyone who didn't play Wanderer on PSVR 1, like it was, I remember playing it and thinking, this is what PSVR 2 is going to look like. Like, because that's how next level it was on PSVR 1 and PlayStation 4 Pro. So I can only imagine just how beautiful this is going to look in our headset.
Time and place. It helps us blend in. And most importantly, we can take anything we want with us. Wherever we go. That's it.
the right? Super Soaker.
Nice.
Like I said, sometimes
dude. The way forward
is back.
Yes. Damn, man. Let's go. Let's go. Wanderer, baby.
Does it end with a release date? What do we got? Anything?
June 27th.
All right. That's fantastic.
Oh.
And one last thing.
What?
Oh, no way. This is a whole new section?
What?
Whoa. You've got to be fucking kidding me.
Dude,
oh my god, not only did we get a gameplay trailer, we get the announcement of a fucking sequel.
And it's pirate themed, yes! Arr!
Bro, wait, what is up with Powered by VRAF?
I don't know.
Did they steal that from us? What?
We're gonna sue!
Oh man.
They can have it.
That is amazing. Dude, I mean, listen, just getting... clearly so many improvements. It looks like a brand new game. I've been saying I don't want to see any more, but I'm so glad that I saw all this. I really am. Like, it feels like I was already excited that this was coming. Now I'm 10 times more excited. And then it ends with an announcement of a sequel. Like, I absolutely thought we weren't going to see a sequel for a while, because obviously all their resources were going into bringing this into PSVR 2 and updating it, new areas, new gameplay mechanics and all that. But holy crap, dude, this team is just, they're just firing on all cylinders.
This game is going to be absolutely amazing.
Wow. Holy crap.
Dude, I don't want to spoil anything, but that like whole seeing that Aztec level and how much more that's fleshed out with like climbing sections and all the, you know, that room was just, it was literally like a staircase into that room before, and now it's like this whole, it was giving me like Pitfall vibes. You're like in like with the climbing on the vines and jumping over things, and like, yeah, that's nuts.
Oh my god. All right, hey, sorry for all the sirens on my end. I had turned the mic down for a little bit here. Damn, this is, I mean, listen, I figured if Wander was going to be here today, we'd maybe get an announce, we get a release date. And you know what, June is good, man. Like, honestly, like, what are we, February, March, April, May, June? It's only 4 months away. That's pretty good. More sirens. God damn it. That's good. We've got so much stuff coming in the very near future. Something that's a few months out makes me really happy, especially when it's a level of quality like this. We got the GameCat, Andrew Ehrenreich, with the $5 tip, says, just woke up and there's a Gamescast in a bunch of VR news. It doesn't seem right. I must still be dreaming. Here's to a great second year of PSVR 2. Cheers, Andrew Ehrenreich. Cheers to you. Justin G with the $10 tip says, I would love to have a pirate game in VR. Well, I don't know if you just saw the end of that trailer. It would be cool if Sea of Thieves did it, but I doubt they'll do it. Love you guys. Dude, I would kill for Sea of Thieves in VR. I want to play Sea of Thieves, but I don't think I'm playing it unless it's VR. So there's that.
Dude. The pirate flag. Yes, that is awesome.
Seas of Fortune. How far out do you think that is? That's gonna be. That's gotta be another 2 years, 3 years.
Yeah.
It depends. I mean, obviously, it's been
at least another year or two.
Right. We have no idea how much the team has been working on Fragments of Fate. We have no idea how big the team has become.
I mean, let's, you know, we don't even have the first game until this summer. So awesome stuff to look forward to here.
Stevie Dan 1969 with the 2 quid says, glad I voted yes and it would be cool on Twitter. that's right, we tried to tell you guys. Listen, I didn't actually I knew nothing about Wanderer 2, so this is fucking, I tell people all the time, man, it's like, we don't want to know everything, right? Because we want to feel like kids waking up on Christmas morning and wrapping presents. Like, we do not want to know everything, and I'm so glad sometimes that I don't know everything, because I love this feeling of excitement.
Man, I'm still just in shock from like the PC and compatibility announcement.
Yeah, that's, I mean, who knows what that'll be like, what that'll include, but again,
yeah, it doesn't seem, because it, the way they worded it, doesn't seem like it's just full-blown like PC support, but there's so much to digest here.
Well, there's been not rumors, but I think the overarching belief is that, like, if Sony really wants to get their PC stuff going on, if they want to get their games going on PC, which obviously they do, they're already on the Epic Game Store, they're already on Steam, that there should be a PlayStation Store on the PC. There should be a PlayStation client where it is, they're selling their own games. Maybe they can sell the VR games. Maybe they can, you know, like, make deals with third parties in order to bring their games over to the PC side of, you know, and work on PlayStation VR 2. But who knows, man? Maybe it'll be way more open-ended than that. Maybe it'll actually just be, hey, you can use this on PC. You know, maybe it will be. You know, who knows?
Yeah. I would certainly love to play a couple games with my PlayStation VR 2. Sure. Do you want me to read the blog?
Yes.
The Fragments of Fate.
Please do, yes.
Calling all time travelers, Mighty Eyes is excited to unveil exclusive gameplay content and confirm the release date in this latest reveal of Wander, the Fragments of Fate, which you can watch in the trailer above, which we just did. Under fire in World War II, we see the player harness their trusty watch companion's time-traveling abilities to gather an eclectic arsenal of weapons, only to return moments later to gain the upper hand. Playing as Asher Newman, players can seamlessly time-travel at will, exploring immersive worlds and experiencing exhilarating action while solving mind-bending puzzles and wielding their time-traveling powers to reshape the course of history. We're also thrilled to share other exciting news, so make sure to stay to the end of the video. Did someone say sea shanty? Ooh, when the Sony man comes.
Oh, man.
He brings us Hitman 3, and I don't remember the old song, the old Sony PlayStation VRC shanty, but
yeah, well,
it's time two for, of us. For that to come back.
Even? I just remember being on stream one time one and saying, is it what would they do with a drunken sailor? Is that the line? What would they do with a drunken sailor? What would they do? And I was like, what would you do with a drunken sailor? I mean, besides put him to bed, why are we writing a whole song about this? I feel like there's some nefarious shit at work here. Like, what are we doing with the drunken sailor? Living Legend with the Canadian $5 tip says, happy first birthday, PSVR 2. Here's hoping we at least get some Astrobot VR announcement of some sort. Need to maintain that morning wood. What would it do with a drunken sailor? Man Bear Pig Game Cat AJ, he does exist, with the $2 tip, says, already off to a better start than State of Play. 100% agree. Twitcher the Deuce Juice Game Cat with the 2 quid says, happy birthday, Game Cats. Happy birthday to us one and all. Rad Boy, welcome to level 1 membership, thank you for joining us. Silver Nexus with the level 3 membership says, happy 1 year anniversary, Game Cats, from being a quiet watcher to one. From being a quiet watcher to one is special to me. Thank you all, especially AJ, who clearly runs this
Stop.
Channel and all the live streams here.
I do it all for you, cats.
And I just show up because I'm pretty. Looper, the underground game cat.
You're the face of the franchise, okay?
and to the franchise, I send my apologies. Looper, the underground game cat with the 2.5 euros says, they say access games that aren't available on PlayStation 5. Is that what they said? I didn't. I'm still waiting.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I mean, I trust Looper.
The whole point of it is additional games on PC to offer even more game variety in addition to the PSVR titles. So yeah, I mean, that's the whole point of it is to give access to additional games. The thing, we just don't know if it's like a full free for all support or if it's like a limited amount of games, like, oh, this title will have PSVR 2 support on PC, this title will have PSVR, you know what I mean, like very curated, very hand-picked thing. So it'll be interesting to get more details on that.
AJ, I just want to point something out here. What's up, Mountain Man Gaming in the chat says, why didn't we get these announcements during the State of Play? The PlayStation blog, really? Listen, what if we did get them during the State of Play? And everyone was like, well, that was a pretty cool State of Play. And then we woke up today and said, what, you got nothing for us, Sony? Right? I mean, this is what marketing's all about, right? It's like they you need to like dole out the announcements slowly. Yes, it would have been nice to wake up to a video from Sony, like a special PSVR 2 spotlight video with all of this, because it's all very exciting. However, you know, we get what we get. At least we got great announcements. So I'll take
it. These are amazing announcements so far.
Speaking of great announcements, AJ, are you ready for the next trailer that we're going to watch for the next announcement on the PlayStation blog?
Yeah, I mean, it's Little Cities.
Oh, my God. Can you please maintain your level of enthusiasm even for games like
this? Even for baby games?
Even for baby games.
No, this is supposed to be a pretty popular thing. You want to roll the trailer?
Let's do it.
Three, two, one, go.
Hold on. I screwed it up. Also, the last trailer was running way too slow.
This is going to put everyone back to sleep. I just don't like these types of games, man. It is nothing against the game itself.
Listen, I
have yet to like one of these types of games ever in my entire life.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, I mean, if you didn't like them in your entire life, I mean, like, I grew up on SimCity. Absolutely loved SimCity. But, you know, but Cities VR didn't do it for me. It felt so clunky. I'm really hoping that Cities VR didn't feel like it was made for VR. This looks like it was made for VR. Every time I've talked about how much I don't like Cities VR, everyone's told me, you're going to love Little Cities when it comes to PSVR 2.
It looks both kind of questy, but it also looks like there's a lot going on.
Yeah, listen, this is the kind of game where, like, if this is running at, like, 90 native, you know, like, 4K, and it looks nice and clean.
It's N Dreams, right?
N Dreams is publishing it, yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying it looks bad or anything. I'm just saying these games aren't usually like for me.
Sure.
It's got dolphins in it. Dolphins are for me.
Fantastic.
Looks colorful, looks
March,
chill.
March 12th.
It's a cozy
month.
Game. March 12th.
Cool.
All right.
So whether you're excited for it or not, you don't have long to wait.
Why don't you read this one?
Oh, man. You're like, you're just trying to take all the fun ones. You're like, I'm the fun uncle. Brian's the boring uncle. He's the one with all the responsibilities. Uncle AJ is going to let you drink and smoke pot in the house when Uncle Brian's not around. AJ's also, I think in his fan fiction, we're married for some reason. That's very strange. This comes from Kelly Howard, co-founder of Purple Yonder development team, says, we're delighted to bring endless cozy creativity to PlayStation VR 2. Little Cities, bigger. Unites our signature diorama city building with over 18 months of dreamy update content. Our most substantial slice of relaxing island crafting ever. This is the longest fucking run-on sentence I've ever read. It's been a blast playing with the power of PlayStation VR 2 to get the game in tip-top condition. Tip-top. You'll feel everything from the satisfying whomp of a well-placed mountain to a brushstroke sensation of an island sculpting with sense controller haptics. And thanks to headset feedback, experience world rumbling volcanic eruptions while tiny helicopters rush to the rescue. We cannot wait to see what you create. I really hope you can like rampage those little helicopters, the rescue helicopters, like with your hand and go poof, like just fucking smash them out of the sky. Like, yeah, you want to come save the city? You want to come save the city? Fuck you. I'm not going to let my city be saved. AJ, I'm excited. I like cozy games. I like city builders.
I will definitely give this one a chance, for sure. It looks like it could be fun. It maybe, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, I don't like this genre before, but the power of VR makes me like it now. Like, I've heard that countless times. I myself have experienced that with like survival games. Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping this is the case here, where this is not usually something I'd be interested in, but super fun in VR and it changes my mind. Brian.
Yes.
I think it's time for us to talk about one of the biggest announcements, biggest surprises. Are you ready?
This is big guns here. Big guns. Let me just bring up the trailer. Let's do this, man.
Roll the trailer.
All right, hold on. Here we go. I will count it down for you.
Okay.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Here we go, baby.
Alpha Squad, if you can hear me, you need to get out of there.
Bass, baby. I like that bass line. Reminds me of Overkill. Yes.
Woo! 2024.
Can be wishlisted now. XR Games developed it. Published by Rebellion. Mm-hmm. Zombie Army VR, Brian.
Hell yeah, man. Co-op.
Why do I have
so much more faith in this than I did in like Arizona 2? I just feel like the possibilities for this are just so much more wide open than Arizona 2 was. I'm looking forward to this. Corporate Zombie in the Chess, is it odd of not heard of this? If you haven't heard of Zombie Army, I believe this began as a mod for Sniper Elite, and then it became its own official series.
Right.
Yeah, I played Zombie Army Trilogy, I believe, on PS4. But this is a built from the ground up Zombie Army game for PSVR2. AJ, is this exclusive to PSVR2? Is this paid for by Sony? Why is this happening?
I'm not seeing anything. All I see is coming to PSVR 2 in 2024. This could be an exclusive, could also be on other platforms as well. So, but at this time, I'm only seeing coming to PlayStation VR 2, but we'll have to wait and hear a little bit more.
Pretty incredible. I'm guessing that you want to read this blog post because you're the cool uncle.
I would love to read this one, and there's additional deets on the YouTube trailer page, but let's go ahead and check this out. Bringing the much-loved Zombie Army franchise to VR for the first time, Zombie Army VR lets you experience the fear, thrill, and spine-chilling tension of the zombie apocalypse through the immersion of your PSVR 2 headset. Complete with online two-player co-op, the thrilling campaign sees you reprise the role of a dead hunter as they fight their way across war-torn Europe, doing battle with the zombie hordes. Choose your weapon from an authentic World War II arsenal, including sniper rifles, submachine guns, pistols, and explosives as you lay waste to the undead and free Europe. That comes from Steven Archer, executive producer over at Rebellion.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So we've been wondering about, you know, Sniper Elite VR came out a while back. That was developed by Just Add Water, I believe. Is that who it was?
I believe so.
But yeah, it was published. But it's obviously Rebellion's IP of their massively popular Sniper Elite franchise. I mean, this is borderline a AAA studio at this point. They're probably more technically AA, but they're, you know, they make games that sell like AAA games. This is awesome, man. So this is where we've said before that, you know, so we've noticed Sony's doing a lot of, instead of like remasters of certain games, bringing games from PSVR1, that we've noticed a trend of a lot of sequels as well. And here, this is kind of what it seems like they chose to do, is a spinoff of a popular IP, which I do believe I had on my predictions. Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week. You
this also had Wander. This smells so fishy.
You also had Wander. Well, there's like, I mean, there's several things that we got right. But anyways.
Yep.
So.
You ready?
But yeah. So there's more stuff on the PSVR 2, the YouTube page. You want me to read that too real
quick? Yeah, please. What do you got for me?
Zombie Hitler has been defeated, but the zombie hordes are still at large, and Europe remains in the throes of war. Following the story of Zombie Army, you return to the field as one of the Dead Hunters, an elite squad fighting to the end of the apocalypse. VR brings a new level of immersion to the nail-biting action. Use both hands to aim down the sights of your rifle and dual-wield pistols and submachine guns when you get up close and personal. You also need to master reloading drills as the undead masses bear down on you. The X-ray kill cam returns, allowing you to relive long-range kills in slow-motion glory. Dude, X-rays are back. How much fun was that in Sniper Elite
VR? I mean, that you could argue that that was half of the fun in Sniper Elite VR. It was like, I'm going to shoot his testicles off, and then you shoot his testicles off, and they go...
Now you get to shoot zombie testicles in glorious slow-motion X-ray. From zombie snipers to hulking armored giants, your shooting skills will be put to the test against a multitude of horrors. Use an arsenal. Okay, that's what it already said. Create the dead hunter that fits your slay style. I see what you did there. As you slay your way across a zombie-infested Europe, earn XP to level up your dead hunter and use weapon upgrade kits to modify the range, accuracy, scope, and capacity of your weapons. Join up with a comrade to share ammo and med kits and compete to score the most creative executions and dismemberments. Key features: spine-chilling campaign, authentic World War II weapons, visceral body dismemberment, player progression and weapon modification, and slay alone or with a friend. Single player. Brian,
yes.
I must tell you, I am so happy to not hear the word roguelike mentioned in this entirety of this announcement, because I think that's the only thing that would completely, you know, take the wind out of the sails here. We are getting a full campaign of Zombie Army with two-player co-op. Freaking awesome.
And I'm, and as somebody who, you know, generally prefers to play games single player, I feel like VR's changed all that for me. Like, I absolutely prefer to get in there and go through campaigns co-op now. This is a game that I think is just going to be ridiculously fun with a friend. And yeah, I mean, it seems like there's going to be a lot of laughs, like, you know, like zombies, zombie physics and the X-ray stuff is always a lot of fun. Yeah, I mean, dude, everyone in the chat who's played a Zombie Army game is going to bat for it. They 100% know what's up here. This is some legit shit, right? Like, people are going to be excited for this. People are excited for this, clearly. Silky Slime, the Aussie Game Cat with the Australian $10 tip, says, cannot thank you Absolute Legends enough for what you do for the PSVR community. 2024 is going to be an amazing year for VR. Let's go.
It's time, man. It's time to start getting excited about 2024. We're getting the roadmap for this year so far. I'm sure there's plenty more surprises, but this is what we've been talking about, man. Like, you know, this is what we've been waiting for, to see what we have to look forward to. And so far this year is looking freaking awesome. You know, it's this is really good. And thank you guys, man. You guys are thank you for what you do for this community as well.
512 of you waking up early to be here. Or just waking up at a normal time and tuning in. I have no idea what your schedules are like. I can tell you my alarm's been going off for 3 hours trying to poor Alexa trying to get me out of bed. Macho, the real estate procrastinating game cat with the $5 tip says, some type of PC support, new awesome games, Wanderer 2, Zombie Army VR. What the fuck is going on here, Brian? Am I still asleep and dreaming? You might be, but you know what? At least it's some shared dreaming. This might be a lucid dream. And if it is a lucid dream, let's see what else we can make happen.
PSVR 2 is also trending on Twitter, so you are definitely dreaming. Go back to sleep. All right, you want to get to the next game now?
Sure. I think the next game is not a game so much as DLC. Am I right about this?
You are correct.
All right, next one looks like it's Arizona Sunshine 2. In this little thumbnail, they've got Season of Chaos, upcoming content. Holy crap, hold on a second. Let me see what I can extrapolate here before we even read this. It doesn't seem like there's a trailer for this. So let's see. We've got a...
It's out today.
A DLC Corgi companion. Okay. It's either a DL Corgi or DLC Orgy, by the way. I don't know if they thought that one through. And then next month is a Trailer Park Horde map. In April, it's an Undead Valley Horde map. In May 2024, it's an Old Mines Horde map. There's a lot of Horde maps coming. I will say, AJ,
that's
when you and me and Miles and Ryan, I believe, from the VR grid, right? We were the ones we played through the Horde. Listen,
yeah,
it wasn't. I think it was fun because of the people we were playing with. It was that one map that Arizona 1 launched with. I don't think what Arizona Sunshine 2 needs are more Horde maps. I'm glad they're coming for people who like it, but I just want to say, like, I definitely think the focus should be on something else. Anyway, let me read what the global PR manager from Vertigo Games said. I'm sorry, I can't pronounce your name. The goodest boy ever just got a free furry update or upgrade. Meet Corgi, your new fearless companion buddy, who's available in the game later today. Dive back into Arizona Sunshine 2 and face off the toughest Freddies by choosing the Corgi as your preferred four-legged sidekick through the newly added cosmetic screen. And that's not all. Get ready for more multiplayer mayhem with three new Horde maps, dropping one each month from March to May, allowing us up to four players to battle waves of zombies together. It's gritty. It's intense. It's also free of charge. Thank God for that. Yeah. What do you think, man? I obviously am not terribly excited for this news. I definitely thought Arizona Sunshine 2 was lacking in a lot of departments.
I think I enjoyed Arizona Sunshine 2 a little bit more than you did. I think it's cool. You know, I enjoyed it. As far as this goes, you know, I don't know like how excited I am for Horde maps. I'm kind of like, this is the thing, is that I thought Arizona Sunshine 2 was a really fun, you know, first one player campaign. Mm-hmm. It's fun with friends too, obviously, but to me, I just enjoyed the single player story campaign experience because that's typically what I like. And I thought it had a really good action packed and fun adventure. But it was like, you know, 4 to 6 hours and I was done with it. I was ready to move on. It's not a game that really has a lot of depth to it. And so it's not one that I can really see myself returning to over and over. But I enjoyed my time with it. So, you know, I don't know. This is good for people that maybe pick up the game later, once it goes on sale, sure. Which, you know, and we'll have more content, more, you know, there's only currently one Horde map. So especially people that want to play this with friends, want to play this multiplayer, things like that, that'll be nice. But this game, it seems like it's doing okay too. I see it near the top of the sales list and everything. So it's hanging in there like with some of the bigger releases, and it seems to be doing okay. So I'm glad to see that they're still supporting it with more content. And yeah, I think it needed a little bit, you know, some more Horde modes. I actually did enjoy the Horde mode.
Did you play it again after the four of us played it?
I played it before the four of us played it.
Oh, right.
And then I played it with the four of us.
So you played one round by yourself and you played one round with all four. And then that was it.
More or less, yeah.
Perfect. Okay, now we're all on the same page.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how I feel about these horde modes. It's like it's fun for, like, you know, I go through it once and I'm like, I don't really feel like going through 40 waves again to try to beat my last score, right? Because it doesn't get exciting for the first 30. And so I'm just I don't know. Apparently, it's obviously not designed for me. There's definitely players out there who enjoy it. I see people in the chat saying that they really like the horde modes, which is great. I'm glad you're getting more of what you want. What I want is some DLC. What I really liked about Arizona Sunshine too. There are some really cool moments. There are really cool chapters where you're doing things that are so much different than the previous chapters, than the previous game, and it's just so memorable. But then those areas, cinematic moments, for sure. Yeah, but then those areas become memorable, and the rest of the game becomes very forgettable. Right. The rest of it just be like, oh yeah, remember when you were walking through the desert with those houses everywhere and there were zombies everywhere? It's like, yeah, that's the whole game, right? Except for the hour, that's cool. Anyway, Jim Perona with a $5 tip says, to the parole board in this amazing community, thank you. Also, let's fucking go.
Yeah. Roy Martini says, please give us Wiener Dog DLC.
Yeah, I saw somebody asking for Pitbull DLC. I would be down. I had a rat terrier once upon a time when I was in Tennessee. Very short lived. No, the dog lived a long time, but my ownership of the dog was not long. But I want a little rat terrier in Arizona Sunshine. I played again with the rat terrier. Okay.
We got one more game here, Brian.
Hell yeah, we do. For anyone not familiar with Soul Covenant, this is by Third Verse. Third Verse, the developers of Swords of Gargantua, Altair Breaker. In my opinion, they make games that are really fun to play, but unfortunately, they don't have a very long shelf life. They feel like games that were designed to be updated constantly with DLC and then never get that DLC. So I'm approaching this news very cautiously. I haven't read it yet. But we shall see what they have to say about Soul Covenant. Do you want to read this today? Read this, AJ? We're switching back.
I will read this one. Okay. I'm desperately wanting this team to have a hit because they've come so close so many times, but it never is quite there. Soul Covenant out in 2024 says, today we're happy to reveal new details and screenshots for our upcoming narrative action JRPG, Soul Covenant, that showcase one of its core mechanics, turning fallen comrades into weapons. What the hell? I love this already. In a near future Japan that sees humanity fight for survival against a mech regime, you're tasked to take on hordes of encroaching enemies and colossal powerful foes, intense melee-based combat. You're not alone, though. You're but one of a four-strong troop joined by three other avatars in the form of NPCs or controlled by other players. If Comrade falls, they can still contribute to the battle as their remains transform into a weapon that can be equipped, giving you access to axes, dual swords, chainsaws, and more. Acquired weapons can be strengthened further through items dropped by downed enemies, with each one offering two different forms. You have a growing number of versatile combat styles with different reaches and power sets to try out. It's why in the world of Soul Covenant, troops share the very specific phrase before heading into the battlefield. I'll make sure to pick up your bones. That is Cole Akamura, producer, Third Verse. It's interesting. I like that they said JRPG. That's
you can like that they said it.
Yes.
Believing it is a whole other story.
Right. Especially given their track record.
Yeah, their pedigree isn't great. Dude, but I will say this, man. I got into their last two games. I got into Swords of Gargantua. I got into Altair Breaker. I beat both of those games. And while I'm playing them, I am so hooked that I play nothing else. And I just grind and grind and grind and grind and grind. And I'm well aware that that I'm playing the same thing over and over and over and over again. But there's always a hook in those games that keep me going. And I think I spent an entire month playing Swords of Gargantua, sort of with the expectation that I was grinding away for something that was coming in the future that never came, right? So so that's my only problem with Third Verse, is that they need to commit to a game and continue to deliver the DLC that these types of games need in order to be successful. They are super fun. They know how to make a fun gameplay loop. They just don't know how to keep players engaged past a certain point. I would love if they actually figured out that formula for this game.
Yeah, I'm totally with you there.
Yeah. Is that the last announcement?
That is the last announcement. For now, for today, we shall find out more, but huge news here.
Yeah, for anyone who joined the stream late, first of all, we got a new game that dropped on the store today, Wizards Dark Time Brotherhood. As AJ and I were saying, it's pretty good. I'm really curious about the price, because if it's $20, I'm like, yeah, it's fine. I don't mind the frame rate drops and the resolution problems. If it's $20, if it's $30, I'm like, maybe wait for a sale. Dude, Wanderer Fragments of Fate is like maybe the second biggest announcement of the day, because of not only did we get a release date, what was it, like 4 months from now, but then the trailer ends with Wanderer 2. What's it called? Wanderer 2 Sea of Thieves? What's it called? something pirate related. It's great. We're getting a pirate game in the style of Wanderer. How great is that?
Dude, if there was a single team I would want to bring us a pirate game, it would be Mighty Eyes.
Yeah.
I cannot think of a better team to make it to bring us a pirate game.
I mean, Wander, listen, it's going to be a pirate themed puzzle the game,
seas,
right?
The Seas of Fortune. Yeah, but they're so versatile. Wanderer is a puzzle game, but it had, you know, it had great adventure elements to it, and it had like a variety of different stuff. I totally think that they could nail like a pirate adventure.
Yeah. No, I think so too. Now that they've implemented all these new gameplay mechanics into their games, like now that they've got climbing and jumping and swimming, all this stuff, it makes perfect sense. I think they could do something even a little bit more action oriented. You know, maybe they could nail sword fighting. Who the fuck knows, man? Yeah. Like, yeah, I do feel like this team has what it has what it takes. But yeah, I mean, it's still in the Wanderer franchise, so I expect it to be very puzzle heavy.
This is amazing, man.
I mean, not even on my radar. Not even something if somebody says, "Oh, do you think they'll announce a Wanderer sequel?" I'd be not in a fucking million years. They're not doing. They're not doing that today. They're not doing that this year, right? I would have been very wrong about that. Little City's Bigger. I think I'm excited about this. It's coming out very soon. It's only about 2 weeks away, 3 weeks away. You know, again, as somebody who was not happy with Cities VR from Fast Travel at launch, like, it just didn't feel good. It felt very clunky. It didn't feel like it was optimized for VR. It didn't feel like it worked well in VR. I didn't want to spend the time to acclimate to it. I feel like Little Cities Bigger is going to be a lot more amenable to VR players out of the gate. I think it just has a better look to it. You know, like that cozy game look and feel. I'm excited for this one. This one seems like the game I wanted Cities VR to be.
Yeah, I hated Cities VR, so I'm excited to try this one and give this another chance. Yeah. Oh man, but yeah, Wanderer 2, Zombie Army VR, guys.
I mean, come on. If you're not happy with today's announcements, like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, we just got a blast of so much good news. We've got new games announced. We got three new games announced. Four new games announced. One of them's coming out today. The other ones seem like they're coming soon. The only one, I guess Wanderer, there's no way that's coming out. Wanderer sequel. Like, we have no idea when that's coming out.
Yeah, that's not coming out.
But Zombie Army is coming out this year, and I don't even care when this year, if it comes out. I just take your time, get it right. I saw people talking in the chat about Rebellion. Man, like, you cannot forget that those guys were there at the launch of PSVR 1 with Battlezone. Like,
oh yeah, yeah.
These guys have cared about VR for a long time. So very, very interested to see what they've got for Zombie
Army. Yeah, they've definitely got some experienced VR vets there. That's awesome.
Yep. So guys, PC support somehow, we're obviously going to hear more about that in the future. I think the implications of that are great, because it's going to sell more headsets, especially if, you know, if Sony's able to sell some of these games on PC in some way or another, expand the PSVR 2 user base, expand the PSVR 2 ecosystem. I think they are showing us that they are slowly making the right moves. These are things that people have been asking for, and we're getting them slowly. Now, obviously, there's still a lot of things that we want. We want the apps. We want not backwards compatibility so much, because we know that's not happening. But we do want those PSVR 1 games that Sony made brought to PSVR 2. I'm a little bit surprised they didn't mention anything like that today. But, I mean, dude, 2024 is just getting started. This is a great way to kick it off.
We might have to start covering PCVR, Brian.
Nope.
With PSVR 2 headsets.
Nope.
I mean, if I can use PSVR 2 in an official capacity, I mean, yeah, I would absolutely consider that.
All right, everybody go subscribe to AJ over at PSVR Underground, where he's changing the name of his channel to PCVR Underground.
No. Just, it's still PSVR 2 officially.
I think the VR Underground would be even better, because it's more similar to the Velvet Underground.
Just saying. This will be interesting, though, man. But yeah, huge day. Happy 1 year anniversary, cats. Really cool shit.
Yep.
I'm very happy with these announcements. These are some quality looking games coming our way, and doesn't look like we have to wait too long. So that's really cool. We got some things to look forward to for the first half of 2024 now. This is probably just the tip of the iceberg.
Yep. Somebody in the chat, Coffee Goblin, says more announcements incoming. My guess is that this is it. I think we expected that these announcements were going to kind of dribble out every 10 minutes, right, like a normal PSVR spotlight. But instead they just dropped them all at the same time, which was interesting. Like, AJ and I were going to sit here and just like fucking hit F5 over and over and over on the PlayStation blog, and just kind of like wait out the storm with you guys. But instead, we got it all kind of dropped at once, and I think this might have been a better way to do it. But who knows what's happening over at Sony? They could have more, but as far as we know, this is probably it.
We were 2 for 6, Brian. But we said we'd be happy if we were at least got one right. So
I'm shocked about Aces of Thunder. I don't know. I'm 100% shocked, but that's the good thing, man. It's like Ace of Thunder is like right around the corner.
Exactly.
Which means this isn't even it, man. Like it's not like they just like, you know, told us everything that's happening over the next couple of months. We know that Aces of Thunder will be here in the next couple of months. There's a lot of stuff happening very soon. And so guys, I think this was a great way to celebrate the day. I'm excited. If you guys didn't know, I don't think we told you, but AJ and I will be on the Virtual Boys podcast tonight, with Shug and Ryan. So if you guys aren't familiar with them, there's a good reason. They're not very good, but you know, we're going to head on over there to kind of like, you know, to write the ship,
hang out,
to write the ship and make their show better. Ryan asked us to go celebrate, the 1 year anniversary, and we're going to go do that over there on the Virtual Boys podcast. So you get to start your day with us and then end your day with us.
Yes. And I'll see y'all cats, for interactive chat as well.
Oh wait, that's today.
Yes, it is today.
Yeah, not really interested. We'll see. It's just this without me. And how much fun is that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we'll see what happens. Yeah. Maybe I'll just stream Legendary Tales instead.
Everybody, go subscribe to AJ at PSVR Underground. Make sure you tune in for his interactive chat this evening. If you just can't get enough, I'm gonna finish up my Ben review. I'm gonna get working on the Wizards Dark Times Brotherhood, whatever the fuck it's called. I'm going to finish that game up and get to work on that. Guys, so much happening. And thank you so much for spending your morning with us. We love you so very much.
Let's go. Happy 1 year, baby.
Later.